All right, man. Ready to talk some shit.
As always.
Yes, this is episode 45, I believe.
745.
This is, what? 745? What?
745 BMW.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I just...
BMW. Black man's wish, as they call it.
Be my wife.
That was such a trash. Like, be my wife, really?
Be my wife.
He's like, it's guys, crap. Stop it, guys. All right, yeah, this is episode 45.
Yeah.
If you're listening for the first time, welcome to the family. Where have you been? You have a whole lot of catching up to do.
Too much.
But like, I envy you because there's a shitload of great content waiting for you.
Yeah, okay? Man. Like, just think about it. It's like 45 episodes.
Bro, all this dopeness, bro.
Yeah.
All this fucking dopeness.
It's like you're going to soak it in a short period of time. Good for you, man.
Good for you. That
shit.
That's like
good
starting Game of Thrones from like the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just start.
Binging on that shit.
Yeah. No spoilers for you. Yeah, you've never heard anything.
Yeah.
You just start listening to the shit.
There you go.
That's
there
awesome.
You go. That's what's up.
Do you randomly go back to listen to like an episode and just check it out?
No, I don't.
You don't do that?
No.
I kind of do sometimes, and I'm kind of caught off guard sometimes with the shit that, you know, we talked about.
Oh, sometimes, so it's like, I don't remember what we were playing back. Is it not last week? A couple of weeks ago, we were playing back something, and I was like, shit, I talk a lot of sense.
I remember that episode. Yeah.
I think it was the critic episode.
I was trying to break down
some shit. I don't even remember what I was saying, but I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I agree with that guy. And that guy is me, coincidentally. You know what I mean?
You make sense sometimes, you know?
I do. That's why people rock with the podcast.
Yeah,
it's like
do.
If we were
they
just
do.
Talking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we do talk shit sometimes.
We do talk
sometimes.
A lot of shit.
All right, man. So, I was at the movies yesterday.
To the movies.
We're actually talking about this.
Like, I haven't been to the movies in I don't know how long, bro. Like, it's been years.
Really?
It's been years.
Damn. Okay.
Years. Yeah.
I mean, I don't typically go to the movies like every fucking week.
Yeah. There are people
I just,
who do that.
I literally just was passing time, to be honest. Because after I finished my work on Friday, I had nothing to do. So I was like, you know what? Let me just go and watch Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, there you go.
And I was dozing half the time.
Oh, shit.
There, bro. Crazy.
Were you that tired, or it's a boring
it was a
movie.
Combination of a boring movie and just dozing, like just tired, just tiredness. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what they were trying to do with this movie. It didn't feel like a typical Fast and Furious movie. I guess that's what they were going for. It was too fake, man. It was just, man. Some of the stunts were just like, come on, is this a video game? Is this what we're doing?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and then. Idris Elba is meant to be like a superhuman type thing.
Yeah.
And he's like a black Superman type shit. And
black Superman.
That's what they're calling him in the movie. And I guess they did it deliberately so that they would take away that from the critics. You know what I mean? Because the critics were going to say they were trying to make a black Superman.
Yeah.
So they make jokes about it in the movie.
Is he flying?
He's almost flying. I think he's not really flying. He's just doing superhuman shit. He's super strong. You can't shoot him. You know, he's got some armor on, and then he's working for this corporation or whatever, and they've basically turned him into a superhuman.
Yeah.
So he can do basically shit that you and I can't do.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, but like I get that. But like it's just like, you know, when some of the things that I know for me. That make even Captain America so fucking awesome is because he does superhuman shit, yeah, but like it's not unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Superman is Superman. Yeah. He does all of that weird
you can't
shit
relate to
because
Superman,
it's Superman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like Superman would obviously kick Captain America's ass easily.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, in a fist fight, I think.
Yeah.
No, but I think if it was just a fist fight, no special shit, you're just using super strength, I think Captain America is fucking up Superman.
But, like, the thing is, it's like, Superman is too strong.
Yeah, but they're both, like, they're, like, made of steel type shit.
No.
Like,
no. Superman.
Okay, no.
Look,
that's
Superman
not true.
Like a
that's
god.
Not true. Yeah, no, he's an alien.
Yeah, he's an alien.
He's a fucking
you know
alien.
He's super strong. So, like, one punch.
Well, if Captain America has his shield, maybe he could have a chance. Because that's vibranium. From Wakanda, that shield is made of. But then Superman could punch
look,
a hole
Captain,
into that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Captain America got fucked up by Thanos. All of them got fucked up.
And Thanos is an alien, so.
Yeah.
Do you think Thanos wins against Superman?
Easily.
Fist fight.
Yeah.
You think Thanos is beating up Superman? He's fucking up Superman.
No, Superman is fucking up Thanos.
So who fucks up Superman?
Nobody fucks up Superman.
What about Thor? Because he's a god. You can't kill a god, right?
Yeah, but like the thing is, it's like Thor got fucked up by Thanos.
Shit. Nah, but he almost won that one, though.
Nah.
He almost won it.
He got beat up.
If he went for the head, if he went for the head, he'd have fucked him up. Remember, like, they were losing the game, yeah, I mean, the shit.
Yeah,
and then, like, he came through and fucked shit up.
And then he came through. He tried to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But then it's the hammer, though.
Yeah.
It's the hammer. Like, you know, like, hand to hand, like, fist to fist.
Fist to fist?
Yeah, Thanos is winning that shit.
Easily.
Man, nobody can fuck up Superman.
Thanos is like, fucking Thor fucked up Hulk.
Yeah, one punch to the throat and he just disappeared. He didn't want to come back. He's like, hey, man, fuck you niggas. I'm not coming out there.
And what is that? Ragnarok? Ragnarok?
Mm.
Yeah. God, like, Hulk got fucked up by...
By Thor. Yeah, he did. But something... What saved Hulk in that? Like, something happened that saved him from getting fucked up all the way up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the Hulk isn't... the strongest Avenger. I don't think he is.
No,
I mean,
he's not.
I mean, maybe he's like number two or something.
Thor was, actually.
Thor is the strongest Avenger, man. Yeah, that fucker be doing some shit.
If it's not, what's her name? The new one.
Oh,
Captain Marvel.
But the thing was, I don't know, man. I'm not really convinced.
I think she's strong. I think she's stronger than Thor.
In a fist fight? Like, you're not using any of your fucking... beams and shit. She's fucking up Thor. Like, just a fight. Like, yo, let's fucking, you know, do this shit.
I think so.
Nah, bro. No.
I don't know, bro.
I mean, like, which scene in that movie is she, like, really just, like, just physical strength and just, like, you know, boxing it out? Because half the time she's using her beams and shit, which is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, and going back to Superman, it's like, even the Superman versus Batman thing, it's like, come on, okay, Batman is just a man with money, and he's able to get all these gadgets, and, you know, it's like, okay, if you're going to fight Superman, like, yo, fuck the shit that you have on, let's just go blow for blow. Superman is fucking up Batman any fucking day.
Always.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They should have paired him up with somebody else. I don't know.
Maybe, man.
It would be nice for, like... for them to have, like, I know they're, like, you know, opposing brands and shit, but if they could have, like, just one thing where, like, you know, it's like DC versus Marvel, they'd make a shit load of money.
Oh, too much. Too much.
They would.
Too much.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, because it's again, like, this same conversation we're having is like, who's stronger? The so and so and so and so, so and so. You know, like, you can pit that against a whole bunch of other niggas as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a couple of fights I'd like to see. You know, Green Lantern versus, you know, a Marvel nigga. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's some characters that are very similar
in
the different, you know, universes or, like, the different brands. And seeing them go blow for blow would be something to see.
Yeah, too much.
You know what I mean?
Too much.
But, yeah. So, Fast and Furious, not really convinced. I don't know what the hell they were trying to do.
Yeah.
The humor... It was a little corny for me. I don't know. I just did not enjoy it. And that's why I was dozing half the time. I'm just like, you know what? What did I pay? Why did I come here?
You know what the thing is? It's like, sometimes I feel like the Rock, it's like he's trying to do too much.
He is.
I feel like he's, it's a lot about, you big, you buff, but, like, you know, there should be more. Mm. I want to see more acting.
Like what?
It's like we can't just.
Should do a rom-com or something?
Nah, not just the rom-coms. Like, he's done funny shit before. But, like, I want a character with more depth.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like with more depth than just, you know, you're a soldier.
You want to see him cry.
You big, you buff.
Break down and shit.
Break down. Like, I want to see some real acting, even with all the explosions and the punches and shit. You know what,
like,
I mean?
I think he should do, like a war movie where he's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's left his kids back or whatever.
Yeah.
He's going to save some people some shit, but he's a troubled character or some shit. Something like The Punisher or something.
Some
alcoholic, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
I thought that. I just didn't say it. But, like, something like The Punisher.
Yeah.
You know?
He's got issues, but, you know, he does good in his own fucking way.
But it's like, you can't just be the badass.
Yeah.
This should be, again, more depth to the characters.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what I feel. He's doing too much.
Yeah.
It's not about the quality now. It's about the quantity. And yeah, I mean, his movies make money. You know what I mean?
But yeah, of course. He's the biggest star in Hollywood right now. Yeah.
So at some point, people will require more than just, you know.
Look, there's Kevin Hart in Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh.
Yeah, like, how many movies are we going to see Dwayne Johnson
and The Rock?
And The Rock in the same joint. No. Like, they were just doing, it was all over the place. It's like, oh, is this comedy? Is this serious action? Is this sci-fi? Is this fantasy? Like, what the fuck is going on with Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah.
You know? It's just all over the place. I didn't really enjoy that movie.
And for me, a character, like, you know, like, I mean, like, the classics, people who've mastered the whole, you know, when you're going to do something, you know, with the comedian in it, I think it's always best when it's serious character comedian.
Yeah.
Works better. Jet Li and Chris Tucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Men in Black, Tommy Lee.
And Will Smith.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One who's very quiet, very straightforward, no nonsense, and then one guy who just never stops talking.
Yeah.
But like, if you add them as the third or fourth character,
it's kind of weird.
It's like, so what is his role again?
Yeah, like, I guess they needed some comic relief, and that's why they threw in Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was. I think I get why they did it, because it was going to be too serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so when he comes on, you're like, oh, okay. You got to laugh a little bit. But then it's like, he comes on like later on in the movie, like almost towards the end and shit. So
like,
it
was an afterthought.
Almost like, yo, like, look,
like,
this movie's
in production. It's like, yeah.
This movie's like, they're like, this movie is okay, but something missing.
Kevin Hart.
we need some laughter or some shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And the chairs were quite uncomfortable, I have to say. Very uncomfortable.
Where is that? Where did you
I'm go? Not going to say, because, you know, niggas might talk shit or whatever. But, you know, it's the one here in this direction.
Okay.
This place.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Upstairs.
Really?
Yeah. Very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable.
That's weird for a movie theater.
It's bad. I was just, no. Maybe it was just the chairs that I chose. I don't know what the
maybe
fuck.
Maybe it's the chair you chose, bro.
It was bad. Like, my back was aching and shit.
Honest.
Yeah. And then after the movie, I got onto an Olendo, and I was picked up by a woman again.
Oh, cool.
There's a lot of more women doing this.
Yeah. More power to you, man.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah. If you don't know what Olendo is, it's the Zambian version of Uber.
Yeah.
Uber. Yeah. And she drove pretty well. Just not good with conversation. I feel like if I'm in a taxi, it's just kind of like weird. Like, if you're going to be quiet, I feel like you should be initiating the conversation, okay? You know what I mean? Unless I just give you the vibe that I don't want you to talk to me.
But fuck that.
How do you like your taxi ride,
like,
bro?
But like, that's a taxi ride. That's different.
What you mean?
This is just like taxi drivers are chatty as fuck.
They should be.
The normal taxi drivers. And I chatty as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, with Orlando, it's different. With Orlando, if I had a car, I'd be like, yo, I want to do this shit. You know, once in a while, when I'm moving from point A to point B, and oh shit, I can actually pick up somebody and make some money on the way. I can do that.
Yeah, you'd
so
be,
I don't need to be like chatty with you.
Yeah, it's you'd like be like a trash Orlando driver.
Yeah.
Bro. Just be like, you know, just looking at you. Yeah, so we're here. And drop off.
Give me my money. Give me my money and fucking bounce. Like,
I ain't
not
giving you no change. Fuck off. You look like the type that wouldn't have change ever, bro.
Yeah.
Just like the typical taxi guys.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, you want to go with me? We'll go look for change. I don't know, man. Like, yo, look. But like, in a situation like that, it's like, I don't know. I don't think I would be chatty.
No, you wouldn't.
I was just like, maybe if I was that Orlando driver who was, you know, a little bit tipsy.
You get bad reviews for that, nigga.
And it's just like, really?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
If they smelt the alcohol, you would get a good
review.
I would
make sure they don't smell the alcohol.
How would you do that, sir?
I don't know. It's just like, no one is allowed to sit in the front, just sit in the back.
Your rule is that nobody sits in the front.
Nobody sits in the front.
Shit.
Everybody sits in the back.
Yeah.
And when I'm talking, it's like I got the windows open and shit. It's like it's all good, man. Like, just the vibe all the way through. You know what I mean? It's like best cab ride ever.
I have to say, like, it's really changed the game. Like, the trip from there, from where I was to home, yeah. would have probably cost me like $150 or something.
Yeah.
But then with that, it was like $60.
You there
know?
You go. There you go.
So like the guys there, I know there's some taxi drivers who are just adamant about just staying like the normal guy without the technology. Yeah. Fuck the technology. I'll just be like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sustainable because everyone's going to, you know, they're probably still getting business with like their old customers. Yes. But like if you want more people, you know, coming on board.
Yeah.
You want to make you want to guarantee that you're going to make some money at least.
Yeah.
Like you got to get on the app.
You do.
You know.
You do. And it's like, think about it. It's like if you're one of those, you know, quote unquote traditional taxi drivers, you already have a client base, right?
Yeah.
And then when you get the app, it's just more people.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win.
True.
You know what, so instead of you being parked at the taxi rank, you can actually find that there's
two move around.
You can move around.
Yeah, you go to a busy place like a mall. There's always somebody that's going to need it, right?
True.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. You know what? While we were talking about Orlando, it kind of sounded like it's an ad and we're just pretending to just be having a conversation about it.
No. Hit us up if you want to cut us a check. You know what
That'll
I mean?
Cost you a little bit, guys. That'll cost you a little bit.
Hit us up if you want to cut us a check, man.
Yeah, like, so you listened to Jedi's album. Tell me about Jedi's album. Hey. I haven't listened to it yet.
Jedi's album is absolutely fire. Mm. All right? I don't usually get excited about albums.
Yeah.
Especially now in this day and age, I don't get excited about albums. Mm. Zambian or international artists. Mm. I'm not like, let me listen to the whole album.
Yeah.
It's different, okay? The one that had me in my shit is the Dreamville shit.
Oh, yeah, obviously. You've been raving about that
shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you listened to it?
No.
Dude.
I've just recently been on the tip of, fuck it, I'm just, you know, I need to relax a little bit because I've been going hard too much.
Yeah.
So, like, past few weeks, I've just been, let me just
chill
out a little bit.
But that's, you know, the best way to chill, though. Just listen to that Dreamville shit, man. Just plug in the headsets, bro.
No, I'm going to get on that.
That obviously had me very excited. When I listened to all the songs, I'm like, shit, this is some fucking dope shit.
Yeah.
And then I, obviously, with Jedi, I've listened to Jedi for a while. I've known Jedi for a while. Mm-hmm. Okay. Probably 9, 10 years, you know. And the crazy thing is, it's like he's always getting better, right? And at the point he was, I was like, okay, cool. It's like, this is dope. And we'll see where he takes it from here. But like, when I listen to the album, I'm like, yes, this is the direction I want to see this nigga going. Because like, there's some songs where you're listening, and if you've never heard him before, you're like, it's not Zambian until you hear a Vanak word.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. On that tip. Interesting.
You know what I mean?
I mean, this is not Zambian in terms of it sounds too good, because, you know, sometimes people say
like
that.
It's almost like listening to a Nasty C to a certain extent, you know what I mean?
Really?
Or if somebody was, it's just like, oh, this guy is in Nasty C's camp, you'd be like, oh, shit, this nigga's really dope too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the feel I got from it.
Okay.
Okay? It's like I've listened to the whole album, I think, 3 or 4 times now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's how I know you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 or 4 times now. I mean, there's a song called Kabwata on there. Check that shit out. Obviously, goes without saying, the more commercial one is the one with T-Shawn. I think that's the... I played it on Friday for the first time, I believe. And I'm hosting him tomorrow. So we're going to be talking about the album and all of that shit, you know what I mean? But there's a track called Live for the Day, something like that. Beautiful song, man.
Okay.
Beautiful music. I mean, it's available on SoundCloud, so I've been bumping it on there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Some dope shit.
I need to listen to it. So, if you put it side by side with a Nasty C album, where does it, is it close? Is it better? Well, like, how is it looking like? How's the mastering? All of that shit. You know what I mean?
I mean, the
nitty gritty.
Like, yeah. I mean,
I haven't listened to it. I'm
going
to listen to it.
You need to listen to that shit, man. Like,
yeah.
But, like, the thing is, it's like, it's again, like, it's almost like listening to, you know, an Aries or a Nasty C or Shane Eagle, you know what I mean? Like, in that particular bracket, like, that's where I put it.
Okay,
mastering all of that shit, the beats are actually absolutely dope.
Okay,
he was very careful about his selection. You know what I mean? I was thinking that, and then boom, I see a tweet by Bobby East saying exactly that. It's like, yo, your beat selection is actually pretty fire, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Solid project. And I was like, when I started seeing other people appreciating the shit too, I was like, yeah, this is like the next level for Jedi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it sets the bar for him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like I see money bags.
Mm. Okay.
Especially because it's like the type of artist he is, I would love like a Jameson to jump on board. You know what I mean?
They should.
Like a Jameson to jump on board and kind of like do the shit that like Shivers is doing for Sheffy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Try not shake the table because then your mic keeps on
shit
fucking up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not touching the table anymore. All right.
But like, yeah. That's a doubt here.
I mean, I would, because an album like that, you can play anywhere. You can play in South Africa, you can play in Botswana, you can play. It's like niggas can vibe with it in Nigeria.
Yeah.
It's the sound is very current, you know what I mean? It's like.
So now here's the thing. You've described a great product.
Yeah.
Because that's what music is. When you it's produced, so it's a product at the end of the day, right? So when you have a great product, you have to market it properly. It doesn't matter how good your product is.
Yeah.
If you don't market it properly.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like, oh, he had a good album and that was it. So what does he need to do? Because the first question I asked you was, is this good for the Zambian market?
Oh, yeah.
Are like Zambians going to vibe with him to the point where he'll get shows every other weekend or be called to bigger shows than he's already performed at? You know, if he was performing at 12 hours at gigs, you know, maybe they'll push him up to a 19 or 22 hours type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's levels to the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one thing to be invited to a show, but it's like, where are they putting you?
What time are you performing?
What slot are you on?
What time are you performing?
Yeah.
Performing at 15 hours?
Will drunk people vibe to your shit?
Yeah. No, I definitely think so, man. Like, unless otherwise. But, like, I definitely think so. But I also think, you know what I think? I think, how do I put it? Like, you know, I deliberately mentioned Jameson, because I feel like...
Well, they had him at the other show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's more his vibe. That's more his crowd. Like the nigga who goes to a Jameson Connect.
Yeah, that's his shit. There's a good number of people that are going to vibe with him like that.
So like, that's that crowd. That's why I was even saying, it's like, for me, the next thing in the marketing of it is probably trying to get a corporate to kind of like push some more.
He needs somebody that's very business savvy to jump onto his shit. Like, look, Wiz Khalifa is a great rapper. Maybe he's not a great like business guy.
Yeah.
He needs somebody there to handle that shit.
Yeah,
You can't handle everything.
You can't. You cannot.
You know what I mean?
It's not like, possible.
Get somebody that believes in, you know, what you're doing and knows how to sell you properly. Because so far, I believe he's been doing it himself. And he's done great.
Yeah.
But you need like an extra person who's able to get this shit, you know, who understands numbers and knows how to present them to, you know, corporates and show them how they're gonna get money. Because I see a brand like Jameson, I know they've got a policy which is they don't really mess with like mainstream shit, which is quite interesting. Mm-hmm. I think they've changed it a little bit now.
Yeah.
But historically, Jameson has never been a brand that will get like a Drake or whatever to sponsor a show or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll sponsor a show, but not the artists themselves.
Yes.
I mean, haven't thought about how, like, you know, Rihanna had the famous Jameson line and Jameson never jumped on any of that shit.
Yeah. They never did.
Yeah.
They didn't
use it in any advertising, nothing not like that. You know, but they've kind of like changed it a little bit now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess they got some younger people into boardrooms.
I guess so.
You know what I mean? So it's like you need to identify a brand that will mess with your shit, and you know the demographic that you appeal to. And then, you know, try and sell that to, like, a client. And then they'll jump on board with your shit, you know what I mean? I'm thinking about maybe a Samsung or something like that, you know what I mean? Or Tecno and Infinix, all these brands that are trying to rival, like, Samsung or some shit, dude.
Yeah.
And they appeal to, like, the younger crowd, like, get onto that wave, you know what I mean?
For real.
Yeah.
For real.
So, yeah, he just needs, like, a business muscle.
He needs some business muscle to it.
Yeah. And like what I was saying in the other episode where we're like, yo, the way the consumer can really help. Like you say, yo, you want your... I see a lot of people complaining, oh, Zambian artists just say, stay Zambian. Mm-hmm. They don't go international. Like you, we need to support these artists by going out there and streaming their shit. So I'm going to go and stream the album and listen to it, you know? So that if he's going to try and collaborate with an international act, he can leverage his numbers and say, look, I got 1 million plays on each of the songs on this album.
That's it.
Jump on this shit and you get a taste of this shit.
Yeah.
And also, if you're talking to a South African, I think there's some Zambian artists who are probably getting more than some South African artists. Like,
oh, yeah,
like a Slap D is definitely getting more than a Shane Eagle, for example.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you can, it's just so many things that you could do. You know what I mean? You know, like you can, it's like with the South African act, you can tell them, look at how many times Casper Nyoves comes to Zambia. There's a market for him. So,
yeah, for real.
You know, like you could also be getting these many shows if you do a track with me because look at the numbers that I have here.
There you go.
And if people would get you, know you over here, they'll book you for shows. That's how Zambia works. You could use that kind of information. Like there's so many things that you could do. You know what I mean?
Ah, no, for real.
Yeah, that you can leverage to get these guys onto records that push your shit into their market.
Yeah.
And then, because you described the brand that's able to go side by side with the Nasty C album. I don't see how a South African won't relate to the shit.
Yeah, for real.
And as Africans, we're very similar. So, like, the shit that we talk about, we could relate to that shit.
Easily. I mean, like, the content is, like I said, it's like if you can get that song and play it on South African radio and they won't even know, it's like, where is this from?
Yeah.
They won't question it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It would just be like, yo, this is some really dope shit. You know? So I hope somehow, some way, you know, in his talks with different people and different companies, you know, he can bag something like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, have somebody who has his back financially. It's like, okay, look, we're going to do this and do this and do this for you.
Yeah.
For the album.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
Shit like that. I hope so.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That would be great for him. But yeah, congratulations to him. I haven't heard a bad song by him. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's great. And then this takes me back to the K-Slayer conversation that we had last time.
Talk about K-Slayer.
Like, what's up? I'm still asking.
Yeah,
I'm still asking questions.
Has he sent you any music?
No.
He's got a song out. He's got a number of songs out, actually.
Okay.
It's like, in fact, the thing is, it's like they gave me the songs.
So they gave you the songs. So you didn't give me the songs then. You piece of shit.
No. I got them 2 weeks ago.
Okay, share the goddamn songs. I want to listen.
3 or 4 weeks ago. Yeah.
I want to listen.
Yeah, sure.
So yeah.
Definitely. Got you.
Yeah, because it's all eyes on you. Or if nobody's got their eyes on you, I got my eyes on you, bro.
No problem.
I'm trying to.
No problem. I mean, like.
Talk about K-Slayer. Like, I want to see some
K-Slayer shit. Song, the K-Slayer song is dope as hell. Features Jedi.
I don't doubt that he makes dope music. Yeah, yeah. That's one thing.
And here's the thing.
He's a dope guy. Like, he makes good music.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay. Like I said, one, it's a product.
Yeah.
How are you selling it?
How is he
pushing his shit? By posting on Facebook only?
I don't know.
That's it?
I don't know.
I think Jedi has a responsibility here. This is where he needs to carry his brother. I'm telling you. Like, if he has a show, K-Slayer should open for him.
Yeah.
And this is no diss. This is no sly jab or anything.
No, obviously.
Like,
obviously not.
Go up there and present your shit
to
people. So it's like, even when Jedi had the show at Jameson, you should have had K-Slayer come up there and do this shit.
And do some
of that. Man. Like, carry that nigga. Like, he's dope. You guys have made some dope-ass mixtapes together.
Together.
Yeah, so you have it in you. He has it in him. You made some great beats.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess at this point, that's the only thing I can think of, like, that K-Slayer can do. Like, it's Jedi's responsibility to rope him in. Like, you know, like,
oh,
yo.
Oh, no, for real.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's like, those niggas are mad close, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they, you know, they used to be in a group. He used to be a group.
The and Kicks. Then
when they, when they kind of went, you know, just like one left the country, I was like, so what's going to happen with these two niggas? So, like, now it's done, man. Because, you know, in most cases, shit like that happens.
Yeah.
All right? Black Moon too.
Yeah.
You know,
what, one left the country?
No.
Or left just, and went just, to another. Dump.
Just went their separate ways.
Yeah.
I don't know why those niggas broke up, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. That's a story that's never really been told.
Yeah.
But I think it may have had to do with money. I think it just probably didn't make financial sense when probably like their popularity was declining. So it's like, if we were getting $5,000 for a show, if we're getting 2.5 now,
we're gonna split
2.5. It's just not going to be enough.
Well, and also, I think, you know, like, it's like kind of like the background shit we don't see. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe the more creative guy was Leo.
Maybe.
I would say that.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, because Leo.
Have you listened to Handsome Savage, the album? That shit was fire,
dude.
That's
Leo. That's Leo.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mwembe. Mwembe was the other guy.
Mwembe was the other guy.
Mwembe
just gave us, came through with a one album. With that one song.
One song about Nkongole.
Yes. One song about Nkongole.
Credit. <All right. laughs> That album was trash, actually.
Yeah. That was the only song.
Yeah.
The only song.
Yeah.
It's like you could go from song to song to song and then listen to that. It's like, ooh, at least.
Relief. Oh, my goodness. He made something nice at least. Probably didn't even write it, to be honest.
Yeah. You know? But like Leo gave us a whole project, man.
Yeah, no. I think he gave us like two solid projects after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was Handsome Savage. I just can't remember what the other one was.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, some classics, actually.
Yeah, no.
On that
definitely.
Shit.
Nakutakisha
Nakuma
Nani. Yeah,
yeah. You
know, I mean, it's like, yo.
Shot the video at Government Complex, right? No?
I don't remember.
The old Government Complex.
The old Government Complex.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I do not remember that.
No. At the... Well, museum? It's in the same place. Yeah, the museum. Yeah, oh, that's where they shot that shit.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
I mean, look, I'm pretty sure they can still make some projects together, which is great. I think at this point it's Jedi's.
Yeah.
It's up to Jedi to try and help the brother.
Oh, yeah, you know for real.
But, like, that shouldn't be the only thing that the guy could do.
Of course.
There's so much you could do. You know
so
what I mean?
There's a lot more you can do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they were telling me it's like there's projects that they've done because I went to the studio. It's like there's projects that they've done and because he was telling me it's like, yeah, we're just waiting. You know, like, just, like, for the right timing. Apparently, K-Slayer's, like, got an EP, and then he was doing another one already. You know what I mean? Like...
I mean, that's good. That's well and good.
So,
but like,
the thing is, it's like, yeah, so...
But Jedi is moving up a little bit, you know? Like, he just can't put out shit. It has to make sense.
Oh, yeah, for real. Definitely.
You know what I mean? It has to make sense.
Yeah.
You know? Which is why it was... I know you like that Metro Boomin and Big Sean... album or whatever the fuck that shit was.
Yeah.
But it did nothing for Big Sean.
Oh no, it did nothing for Big Sean. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So it's
true.
Like
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you have to be careful what you do. He dropped I Decided, which was a fucking monster album. Amazing.
Yeah.
And then next thing you got that Metro Boomin shit. It's like, okay, what did you guys do here? Like, you know, did you
what
guys
was the plan?
Yeah, were you guys drunk and just was like, yo, let's make an album.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe the other one wasn't that drunk. And he's like, yeah, he takes you up on that shit the next day. And you're like, wait, I told you that I asked for us to make an album? Fuck, okay, cool. I'm a man of my word. Let's do this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's like...
And I know you like that project, but I don't think you like it as much as like a proper
Big
Sean
album. Yeah. I mean, it's like it was just one of those things. You know what I mean? I'm a Big Sean fan.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. You know what I mean? It's one of those things as well.
Yeah.
It's like when you're a fan... Mm-hmm. You ride with your nigga, you know what I mean?
Of course, hey man, I love Big Sean.
With your nigga.
Yeah, so
yeah.
All the best to K-Slayer, man. I know every time I speak with love.
There you go.
I want to see you win.
You know what I mean? Definitely.
Man. I don't like the last time we talked. Apparently, when we talked about him on the podcast, and I said what I said. You told me he wanted to drop a record to address the shit that I said. Was that true?
No.
Somebody said that.
Who said that?
Somebody said that to me.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. But I don't know how true it was. Maybe they were drunk or some shit. I don't know what it was.
Maybe they were just bullshitting.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's like he sent me an email. Did he send you the email?
He forwarded the email to me.
It's like
he took it pretty good.
Yeah, he took it pretty well, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see you win, man. It's just... I know what it's... I mean, I don't know it firsthand, but I can imagine how it would probably feel for you to... See the person that you started with going up and you're kind of stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so...
I mean, like, yo, here's the thing. Like, you could either look at that situation and be, you know, bitter about it, or, you know,
it should be a challenge.
It should be a challenge. It should just be just like, yo, it's like, if he can do it,
I can do it too.
I'm equally talented, so like, yo, we can do this shit.
Yeah.
It can be like a fucking movement. You know what I mean?
And you know, he doesn't necessarily have to even be like a Jedi. He could go his own route and just be like, yo, I'm a conscious motherfucker. This is what I do.
He can do his own thing.
Yeah.
He can do his own thing.
The worst thing he would try to do is replicate what Jedi is doing.
Yeah, obviously. You know what I mean? Like, that was
that's why I want to hear those records, by the way.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Yeah, because you can hear intent in a record. He's like, oh, you were trying to do this.
Yeah.
I want to hear that. Yeah. I'm watching you. I'm watching you, nigga.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. What else popped off this week?
There's this chick. I don't have a lot of information on her, man. Like, I know a lot of people do the Facebook thing a lot.
Mm.
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to start doing the Facebook thing more. You do. But, huh?
You do.
Do what?
You do need to do that shit more.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I don't do that Facebook shit a lot. But it, so, like, I don't even know some the people who are famous on Facebook because of Facebook, because they teach, you know, or they talk about certain shit, or they're shit talkers, and they talk a lot of shit about what's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even the, you know, the toilet seat, somebody had to tell me about that.
Yeah, I heard about that a few months back, actually.
Only a few months? That dude has been doing his thing for a while.
Yeah, but it just landed on my timeline because somebody shared it, and I was like, okay, this nigga talks shit while taking a shit.
And then he flashes.
Yeah.
He talks his shit, and then he flashes. You know what I mean?
Oh, so the shit comes out of his mouth.
There you go.
Okay.
So that's the thing. So I'm like, I wasn't very familiar with these people, and I'm like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I think somebody in the group actually posted something, and they were asking, it's like, yo, what's happening with this Mili chick, the video? Have you guys seen the video?
Mm.
And I'm like, who's this Mili chick? And I've heard the name.
Yeah.
Because of the wife and whatever, and it's like, oh, you know, like, there was some beef, they were feuding at some point with, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I was like, okay, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then somebody sent a video to one of the groups I'm in. And it's basically this chick with her dude. I don't know if it's a husband or a boyfriend or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But, like, she's telling him about a time when she wanted to fart.
Mm.
And she farted. And then she found out that it wasn't an actual fart.
It was shit.
Actually shit.
So she sharted.
Yeah, she sharted, basically. Okay. She shut her pants.
Yeah.
And then she was saying, it's like, oh, it was actually in that pink underwear. You remember it, right, honey? You remember it? Yeah, yeah. You remember it? Yeah. That's why I don't wear it anymore. I threw it away. Because I wanted to fart.
Yeah.
And then I took shit.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you know, women, what kind of underwear was it? Because it's like, you're not really shitting your pants. You're just shitting into, like, whatever clothes you're wearing. You know? You actually are shitting into your pants if you're a woman. Because, you know, if you're wearing, like, those G-strings or some shit, you're not holding nothing. The string ain't going to hold the shit back. No. Okay?
Can't hold the shit
down. That's the thing. That's the thing that I don't... I mean, I like them. I like to see them on women. But they don't make sense. You know what I mean?
What do you mean they don't
make like,
sense?
It's like... Underwear is... One of the functions is for situations like that, where it's like it's supposed to hold some shit, to hide the shit from the clothing. But then those things, it's just a string. It doesn't really do shit.
Doesn't hold shit. But like that, it's just like, I guess it covers the front, though. Like it's
I guess the front. The front makes sense.
The front is covered.
But what about the back? You gotta take care of the back, too.
The back, they don't want shit there because they don't want the panty lines. They don't want the panty lines.
Oh, but the panty lines are still at the top, though, right? On the hip section.
No, how are you going to see that?
What?
How are you going to see that?
That's actually the that's the more visible part.
She's wearing jeans.
That's the more visible part. There's women that like to wear their shit a little lower than other women like to fucking wear their
shit.
Yeah,
if you got them low-cut jeans, you know exactly what you're doing. And it's like a it's a fashion statement. You want niggas to see that shit and imagine the rest. Well, you know,
like
don't come after me. Because it's like, oh, no, we're not wearing underwear for you. It's for us. And our comfort.
Right. You know what you're doing.
You know what you're doing, most definitely.
But yeah, but like, you find it weird for a couple to talk about bowel movements.
Look, it was gross for me. It's like, I think there should be a certain line that should be drawn in the fucking sand. And you don't cross that line. there should be a certain air of mystery. Of course, you take a shit. Everybody takes a shit. From the Queen to Mother Teresa to, you know what I mean? Like, everybody, Beyonce takes a dump. Stinky one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Rihanna.
Everybody.
Everybody. Moses from the Bible probably did that.
Jesus.
Jesus definitely.
Everybody
did that. Yeah.
Took a dump. Mm-hmm. All right? Holy shit.
Holy shit. Wait, is that like when the Holy Spirit takes shit? It's holy shit?
No, I mean, it's like if Jesus died, Jesus.
I mean, even the Holy Spirit. If Jesus, but then the Spirit doesn't take a shit. Just but yeah, you're right. Jesus definitely took some holy shits.
Holy shits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
if lightning.
Everybody. strike. Everybody. Takes a shit. But the thing is, it's like, I don't think, it's like, I don't ever want to be comfortable. It's kind of like that situation where I've heard rappers talk about it. I've never seen it happen. I've never heard of a Zambian couple or my friends who do that. Take a shit in front of your partner?
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
That's uncomfortable. That's like my private time to myself. Okay?
You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, to me, just, I have nothing, I don't hold any shit about that. Wait, excuse the pun. Like, I don't find an issue with that. I feel like when that just shows the level of comfortability between the two.
No.
It's like, okay, so you
called it gravy, bro.
Okay, that's just like, that was gross. That was gross.
It's like, oh, gravy. And the thing is, it's like, you know, you could kind of tell he was uncomfortable because it's like, he was like, yeah.
And then because she had a fucking camera out.
And then she told him again. And she told him three times. And it's like, ah.
She was doing it for the camera. Like, I watched a little bit of that clip and it just looked like, yeah, you're doing it just to get, like, you know, views. She probably gets a lot of views. And so that's a bit shocking for some people. So that reaction you're getting, that's what she wanted.
So, like, why would you even post shit like that?
What shit? That shit?
That shit of you telling your husband or your boyfriend about your shit.
For likes. Come on, bro. So you know gross. This game.
No, the thing is, it's like, it's just, look, for me, I'm grossed out.
Yeah.
Because it's like, look, no matter how fine you're going to look, no matter how beautiful you're going to look, you're just going to be that shit girl to me. It's like you're a grown-ass woman talking about how you shit your pants.
Damn. She's just going to be that shit woman to you.
Yes. Forever and ever. You're that shit woman. So, you shat your pants and you're a fucking grown ass.
So if one of those Instagram models that you like so much took a shit and you found her taking a shit, she's no longer attractive to you.
Of course she's attractive.
So what the fuck is wrong with you?
But like, she's not like coming to tell me, it's like, oh, it's like, look, even if you have diarrhea and you're my partner and I love you, all right? You're not going to come to me and start telling me, it's like, ooh, I've got diarrhea. Like, it's watery. And then some of it had a little bit of blood in it. And then it's like, I don't want to hear that shit.
You need to have that information.
Fuck that.
If she's got blood in her bowels.
Keep that shit
you don't need
yourself.
To have a, you know.
It's
you don't
like,
need to,
tell
you know?
Me when it gets serious. If this is like days on end, it's like, yo, it's been 7 days. I've been shitting out blood. It's like, oh, we need to go to the fucking doctor. Let's go. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear about, it's like, oh, you had an oops.
What does it do to you? It's What's disgusting. Wrong with that?
It's disgusting. It's a turn off. It's a okay. fucking turn off, bro.
You don't look back at your shit, do you?
I don't look back at my shit.
When you wipe your ass, do you look at the tissue?
Of course I do. Everybody does that.
Some people don't do that shit.
If you don't do that, you have a problem, bro.
No, they say that people that look back, like when you take a shit and you like wipe your ass and look at the tissue, they say psychologically it means you have a difficult time letting go of the past.
No. Like, bro, it's just like, how do you find out you got blood in your fucking stool?
Yeah, you have to see it. You have to look at the shit. Yeah.
So it's like, oh shit, partially digested maize.
Okay.
I had it.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of hours ago.
No, do you look at your shit to that detail?
No.
You look at it and be like, you can tell that there's maize in your shit? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yo, bro, like, it's like, that's why corn is so good for you, bro. Because it's like, you just be collecting all of the other shit that's been in there.
Yeah.
Just sitting there and it's like, oh, roughage, man. It's like, yo, let's go. You've been here too long.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even have to be fully digested. I'm just trying to get you niggas out the fuck.
So you check your shit to see if there's there's maize on your shit.
If there's roughage on your shit. If my shit is healthy, I check my shit to see if my shit is healthy.
What is healthy looking shit?
It looks like the color of cashew nuts.
Really?
Yeah. That's healthy shit. So if your shit is any other color, your shit is not healthy.
If it's green.
If it's green, it's not healthy. But it depends on what you've been eating.
Exactly. That's what I thought. If you've been eating,
yeah. It's just like, look, like how many people eat? Just like, give me an example of a diet that's just green. Something that's just green through and through.
Well, rape.
But like, you're gonna eat Nishima, which is white.
Yeah, but so then.
And what?
So you're saying there's color coding
that goes on in
the bowels.
Yes.
Like all these colors are mixed.
Healthy shit looks like cashew nuts. The color of cashew nuts. Google that shit. Check that shit out. And if you will tell me that in the past 3 months, there's times when your shit is healthy like that. And that's probably the time you went in there 1-2 minutes. You're out. Because, like, fucking healthy shit, bro.
So what if your diarrhea is cashew nuts? Kind of color.
No, it's also about the consistency, man. It's like we're talking a lot about shit.
We're talking a lot about shit right now.
It's also about the consistency of the shit, man. Like, I mean, if you're diarrhea-ing, you already have a problem there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
So, yeah.
But what if, I mean, what if you're eating light foods? Your shit is still supposed to be hard?
You eating light foods like what?
Like, I don't know. Just oats, for example. Like, that shit's going to turn into some hard shit.
Like, bro, like, you're not going to eat
oats. Some people are doing that.
Breakfast, lunch.
And some people are, like, on an all fruits diet, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I'm not the expert on shit.
You're not going to have any red. He's like, oh, I ate too many apples, so that's why my poop is red. I was like, I had too many green apples. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? So, poop should be a certain color.
All right, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. How did we get to this conversation, by the way?
Millie telling her boyfriend, like, look, telling her man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She took a dump in her pants. It's like, look.
I have no issue with that.
Look,
I feel that's a healthy relationship.
No, I don't think so.
They talk about everything. They're comfortable with each other. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
and I'm just, it's like, oh, it's like, ah, oh, that's that dude whose girlfriend shut her pants. Now we all know. We all know that your woman shits her pants.
That makes her more relatable to her crowd. To the people that watch her shit.
What's really, like, relatable how, bro?
Because she takes, like, a shit.
Because
is she pretty? She's kind of pretty, isn't she? Because, you know,
she's light skin. And then, snap. How do I say this without sounding?
You've already started with light skin. It doesn't get more segregated.
I mean, she's
than
light skinned. She had a lot of makeup on. She's one of those girls. You know what I mean? Heavy makeup, weave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Light skinned.
So when she does everything,
I don't know
everything,
if it's natural or otherwise, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's natural lightness or, you know.
Imagine Beyonce talking about taking a shit.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make her more human a little bit? Because she is doing something
that we all do. Here's the thing. I don't even have a problem with her talking about taking a shit.
Mm.
Okay? I have a problem with you admitting that you shat your pants.
What's wrong with that?
It's just like, look, you grown. It's like, look, number one, that can only happen if you have diarrhea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you've ever had, like, a serious case of diarrhea, you know for a fact you're not supposed to fart because you don't know whether it's a shit disguised as a fart. It feels like a fart.
Sheep in wolf's clothing. Or is it wolf in sheep's clothing? Whatever the fuck.
It feels like it's a fart coming, and then it's like, ah. You go to the toilet and it's like, oh, see.
Yeah, mistake.
So if I did this right there when I was sitting in the boardroom,
yeah,
it would have been a problem.
There you go.
Yeah, so you don't do that. So it's like, what, she didn't know?
Are we really trying to get forensic about somebody mistaking a fart?
Yes.
For shit.
Because it's like, you should have known. If you had diarrhea.
You're reading this into this a little too much, bro.
Because it's gross.
It's not that serious.
It is.
It ain't that serious, sir. Like,
please keep a certain level of mysteriousness about you. You know what I mean? It's like
but what's so mysterious about somebody taking a shit?
Not taking a shit. Taking a shit in your pants. Yeah, I don't want to know that.
That shit's happened what to people I, before. It's probably happened to you before.
No.
It probably has. Like, you probably, like, made, you know, you kind of mistook a fucking fart, and then it was fucking shit That came out.
It's like, I've never done that because I know better when I have diarrhea. So the you thing hold is, that like, shit as in. Old as you are, you should
got
know.
Tamed diarrhea, bro. Like, you just like, yo, I control my fucking, my shit. Really? Hey. Like, your sphincters are able to hold that shit?
Yes.
Like, everything?
It's like you're not able to hold that shit? It's like if you had...
What are you doing, Kegels, bro? If the you're Kegels, about, whatever the fuck they call
them? If you're on a bus, you're going to hold that shit. You're going to hold that so shit if you're on a bus.
Not even a little bit of seeped out.
Bruh.
Of Fanatic's ass. Nah, it's just been fucking... Hey, nah, this is the boss's ass. We ain't trying to get out there.
Don't fuck around. Don't fuck around.
You talk about the diarrhea that's been cooking in your stomach while you were sleeping.
And I'm...
Yeah.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then
it's loud.
You forgot to take a shit, and then you're like on the bus going somewhere.
You forgot to take a shit.
Yeah, because it'll stop sometimes, and then you feel like you're okay, and then be like, oh, maybe I'll do it later.
Turn, bruh. Find a public toilet. Done that before. Find a public toilet. Stand on that motherfucker.
Oh my goodness. Public toilet is trash.
Horrible as fuck. You know what I mean? But anyway, all I'm saying is I think there should be boundaries in certain relationships. You know what I mean? We don't need to know everything. I don't want to know every single little detail.
So the details seem to be what like kind of get you.
Man, like especially about, you know, some shit about your
calling it gravy.
Your gravy. You're calling it gravy. Now every time I'm like having my gravy, I'll be like, oh shit.
So you're easily grossed out like that.
That pink pant that you were wearing that I don't see anymore.
Yeah.
Now even the color pink.
So
is
you've
like,
never
shit.
Talked about bows with your significant other. Never.
I have once. Once or twice.
It was necessitated by something.
Yes, because it's like I had blood in my shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you have like Bill Hazio or some shit like that?
No, I didn't have Bill
That's an embarrassing disease to have. What, you in a dam somewhere?
It was one of those situations where it's like I was constipated. And then you don't like how you take a shit and then you're constipated and then your shit is hard as a fucking stone.
So you went to your significant other and said, yo, I just cut my ass with shit.
With shit. My shit cut my ass.
That should be... So you're contradicting yourself right there, right? Right?
No, but like it's like I was
according
bleeding.
To you,
I was in pain.
You
I was
were
in
bleeding?
Pain. I was in pain. My ass was bleeding. Like, oh shit. I was in pain. I had to share that information with someone. Because it's like one of those. It's like, oh, let's go. It's like, oh, I need to go take a shit. And then it's like, instead of taking like my usual 2 minutes, I'm in there for like, you know, 15, 20 minutes. It's like, yo, why are you taking so long?
You had guavas or some shit? Like the...
I don't... It's like lack of water, all of that shit. You know what I mean? One of those like June months where you don't drink water, like, you know, for maybe even days.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
No liquids, no... And then it was wild.
Damn.
Nigga.
Yeah.
And that's a very big problem, by the way. Niggas who, it's like, they're people who have, what do you call them? Call them pals, that shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a very big problem, actually.
Yeah. You've done big some problem. Research on that, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, like, I used to host a show where.
You talked about shit?
Yeah, like Dr. Freedom, like, it was a herbalist. It's
okay.
Like, this is one of the biggest problems that I have. Like it's wild out there.
Mm.
It's like people just don't drink enough water. They're not hydrated enough. Mm. And then they get cut down there, and then they're embarrassed to go to the doctors, and it keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah,
because
like the bacteria gets into your system or something like that.
Yeah. Mm. So it gets really bad. Like the operations that happen because of that.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. So he was a herbalist. I thought he was like
a
specialist in like.
Yeah, but like there's somebody I know who actually went for an operation about that. Like. 3 months ago. And then he was even saying, so it's like, I've done this before. People get it done and you go under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blade.
You go under. It's like they put a little something in your, you know, because it's like it starts getting closed up and shit because it's like you have so many wounds and scarring and all of that shit. It's crazy.
Just drink some water and you'll be fine.
Drink some water. Drink a lot of water. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny how we neglect that a little bit.
We do. Know? We do. Ass care, bro. Ass care.
Ass care.
How to take care of your ass.
There you go.
All right.
That's the lesson this week from Dr. Fanatic. Okay. Ass care.
Anyway.
All right. I wonder, just to be on the ass care part, like, sorry to dwell on this a little longer, but like, I imagine gay people must have that problem a lot. Like, if you mess with the wrong guy who's like a mandingo and shit, he fucking rips your shit apart. That should be crazy.
Yeah. Did we talk about that? There was a time we talked about that on the podcast.
We did?
Did we talk about? No, like.
About
like
dudes getting the ass?
There was somebody, it was trending on Facebook, I think.
Really?
Where some guy was, a married guy actually, was talking to his boyfriend.
Oh, I saw that shit.
Yeah, that was like, oh no, my ass.
Yeah, it was rough. Bleeding. It was the first he like. Yeah,
it's like
broke his ass virginity.
Yeah,
or some
broke
shit.
His ass virginity. We talked.
No,
about
we
that,
did
right?
not.
We
talk
did
about
not
that
talk
shit.
About that. Yeah. But like, yeah, in a situation like that, I guess it was wild for him.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That should be a wild dynamic for a man who is gay to have a woman as a wife, and you just living a lie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're forcing yourself, you have to satisfy your wife.
Yes.
You demand that shit. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's
bro.
Crazy. Like, I feel like life is too short for shit like that, bro. Like, for you to put yourself
life.
In a situation like that.
Yeah.
Like, fucking hell, bro. Like, there's nothing wrong with not getting married. If you're in a place where they don't allow for shit like that to go down.
That's the thing. But like people want that whole, you know, can I call it the Zambian dream?
You know, marriage.
Marriage.
Two-bedroom house.
Two-bedroom house. Kids.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
I think that's just
two
what humans.
Two boys and one girl.
I think people just long for that shit.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, this pressure from the parents. It's like, oh, I want grandchildren.
But this is 2019, though. Like... Yeah. I feel like, you know, kids being born out of marriage these days, nobody's really looking at that going, ah.
Oh, yeah,
nobody's really frowning on it like the way it used
like
to be back in the day.
The way it used to be. It's different now.
Yeah.
It's different now. You know what I mean? I had a lot of pressure when that shit happened to me.
Really?
Yeah. I was petrified.
Really?
Shit. Yeah.
What pressure did you have?
It's like, it was just one of those things. It's like, yo, now I got to tell them, because it's like... The crazy thing is, it's like my brother had just it just happened to him.
Yeah.
I think it's like there's over about a year.
Between
his daughter and my daughter. You know what I mean? Like just about a year and shit. So it's like I saw everything that was happening in the family. It's like, oh my gosh, you got someone pregnant, whatever, whatever, and all of that shit. But like the crazy shit with him, it's like he wasn't even with her at that particular time. You know what I mean? So when it happened to me, and I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I was kind of happy that it happened to him first.
What, was he the poster child of the family?
Yes, he was. He was that straight A student.
Hey.
He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, you know what I mean? I was the problem.
Yo.
And then everybody thought it would be me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, I even got hitched before he did. You know what I mean? He just got hitched not too long ago.
Sober guys are always suspicious to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, what is your vice? Because everybody's
vice?
Got a vice.
I think his vice was girls, though. He liked girls.
Exactly.
He liked
you
girls.
Gotta have a vice.
He liked girls.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You need one.
You gotta have something.
You
so when
have
you're
something.
Sober, it's like, okay, so are you a thief? Or like...
What do you do?
Yeah. Like, what is that one thing that just...
What is your fucking outlet, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the animal in you has to be, you know,
tamed by something.
It's something.
Like,
yeah,
if it's a blunt. It's a blunt.
Yeah.
All right. If I'm a cigarette smoker, it's like, yo, cigarettes, and I like girls or whatever it is. You know what I mean? There has to be the outlet somewhere. Okay.
True.
If your church niggas like, to where my brother, we just go to the God who answers by thunder, and I'm like, that's what you do there. But also the girls, my brother, the women. You know what I mean? Oh man, church niggas are trash, bro. Anyway.
Speaking of church niggas and weed, there was an international act who came to Zambia recently, and one of the guys who was like his chauffeur told me a story about how like the guys were actually smoking weed like before they went on stage to perform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, wow, okay.
Does the Bible say anything about weed?
No, I don't think it does.
It says something about alcohol.
It does say something about alcohol, but doesn't say anything about weed. But they did have weed back in the day, didn't they?
Yeah, they obviously did.
So the guys who wrote the Bible were like, hey, guys, let's not talk about weed. Let's keep it away.
I feel like there was a consensus. That subject.
Yes. You know, I think they, you know, because like the books in the Bible, some of them are not included. Like if you read like how it came together, some of them were discarded. I feel like maybe the other ones did mention weed and they were like, yo, we ain't about to mess this shit up.
We're not going to add weed. Because like, it doesn't say anything about, you know, like weed.
But you would think weed would actually be more, I don't know, like if there was a substance, I would be skeptical about letting somebody get on. I think it would be weed. You know what I mean? Like, maybe with the information that I had before, I actually kind of understood it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when we're growing up, they tell you, you go mad.
Oh, when you smoke that shit. It's like, it's...
So you would think that it would be up there as, like, one of the substances that you don't want to... Maybe I should take that back. I think I would like people to smoke weed.
Like for me,
makes you discover like different sides of your brain.
I mean, it's the crazy thing is, it's growing up the way people looked at, because it was kind of like in levels. It's like, oh, if you're bad, then you smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And then after that, you become worse by, you know, drinking
smoking weed.
And then after drinking, is
yeah,
weed smoking. That weed smoking is like, bala pepe fiamba.
Yeah, it's so heavy.
It was when people would go in for like two balls of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they
like
still
was,
do. Yeah,
they still do. But like the way it was then, and the way weed was looked at, it was like a dirty drug that people from a certain place did. But like now, you have people who are like managers who smoke that shit.
Yeah. I think it's always been that way.
Yeah. But like now it's most acceptable.
Yeah.
Because there was somebody who was telling me, and it's like, you know, like I got surprised because it's like I'm sitting there having this conversation with these guys, and these guys are actors, you know, and, you know, there's somebody smoking a cigarette and they're just passing around weed. Like, it's cool. Like, just talking and it's like, they're smoking weed right here. You know what I mean? It's like before they go on set and whatever, and they, you know, they're preparing, but they're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And he was just like, wow.
It's
almost like it's acceptable and it's cool to smoke weed. Like it's just nothing but a thing.
Yeah. I think we'll get there as a country. It's long overdue, though.
It's long overdue.
You know what I mean? Look, like, hey, copper getting, you know, it's a depleting, you know, mineral, like a resource. Yeah. Like, you need something that you can grow. You can't grow copper.
You cannot grow copper. You can't. Sorry.
Exactly. Look at what happened to Kawe. Like, it used to be a big mining town, and now it's not.
It's not.
Because they depleted everything out there. So, exactly. Which is what's going to happen in the Copper Belt. You know? And that's why they're talking about agriculture and shit now, which is like the next move. So what else popped off? It was JK's birthday this week, I think, and he was getting trashed. Like, this got me thinking. It's like, you know,
deservedly so.
Yeah, JK is, for our international listeners, local. He's a legend. You could call him that. Like, you know, he from back in the day, from the early 2000s, he's had hits on hits on hits. He stopped somewhere.
What was the last hit? The Yemi Alade track?
Yemi Alade. It was Dununa Reverse. That was his last hit. Which was a political song. It was a nationwide hit.
Okay, no. Like, in as far as his musical career.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Something
straight
you
up.
Can go to China O and perform.
You know, yeah.
Perform,
I think the last proper hit was probably... there was that house song, though.
Open, I enter.
Yeah, open. Open. That open track. Yeah.
That was a tough joint.
That was a dope ass song. Yeah, but that was 2015, I believe.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2015. That's when he dropped that. Yeah. Or early 2016, somewhere there. That was the last time he had like a hit playing on the radio.
Yes.
Like, convincingly, not by politicians paying to have the song playing.
Not at all.
Yeah, so it got me thinking. It's like, has he like killed his own legacy completely? Like, where he can't revive it? Because you see, even Dandy Crazy, the shit that we talked about last week, like, he's almost... People love Dandy, and then he did that shit, and it's like, yo, this... Yeah. What? Like, you're out here trashing the people that love you. Because, like, look, Dandy Crazy's core audience is that nigga on the streets.
Yes.
And you were seen on a video talking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yes.
JK, I would say, his, you know, the demographic of people that listen... It's varied. He's probably got older people listening.
Yeah.
You know, younger guys who probably listen to the Yemi Alade track and whatever. And then, but at its core, like its proper core, it's the nigga on the streets that are typically listen to his shit.
Yeah, for real.
You know? So, has he just tainted his own shit, like his own legacy, completely?
I think he has. For me, like, I most definitely think he has. Here's, and I'll say why. That's why sometimes it's not good to, like, it's good to get that money from the politicians. But as long as it's a business transaction. Mm. As long as it's not a situation where you're seen to be part of the party. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless that's just what you want to do. But, like, if you're there to get the bag, secure the bag. Go perform at their rallies and all of that shit.
How do you do that without seeming like you're part of the party? Because if you're doing a track for the PF, you're not going to do a track for the UPND. I'm pretty sure they put that down on, like, contract. You know? Like, ideally, that shouldn't be the case. Like, if FJ sings a jingle for Airtel, he's not going to do one for MTN as well.
Yeah, but, like, Zambian politics is different, bro.
What do you mean?
Like, Zambian politics is trash. But it's like, we saw that shit. It's like, even JK and his crew. JK, what's his boy's name?
Kayombo,
that clique.
Yeah, and Ray Doe as well.
Yeah, I mean, we saw them, it's like, you know.
OPF, UPND. Yeah, but they never made a UPND track, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, like, it's probably a situation of where are we going to get more money? Where are we going to get more money? Who's going to give us more money? Consistently.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just like, if I come to you and it's like, does JK really believe in what is happening with the PF? Does he believe in the policies? You know, are you part of the party like that? It's different if it's like, yo, I like these guys and I like what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So I'll do 1-2 songs and all of that shit. And then everything else going forward is a business deal. But, like, the way it's seen now, because it's like you're part of the PF, right? And then Millimil was at 150 kwacha.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like, now the poor person who the PF came in targeting is complaining.
Yeah.
And they don't like the PF. And all of the posts that you see on social media, Facebook, whatever, and they're trashing these guys, they're trashing the PF as a party and what it's doing or not doing, then you're part and parcel of that. You're part and parcel of, oh, fuck you niggas. You're not doing shit for us. And doing this shit.
Yeah, I miss the times when the artists used to make songs trashing politicians.
Yeah.
Like, now it's changed.
It's changed.
You know what I mean?
It's changed.
Yeah, like, you'd see Peterson put out a song.
Yes.
It's like, yo, Banyandule, which is cockroaches. Like, you niggas, you know, when the lights go off, you come out here and you steal from us and shit. You know what I mean? Like, that type of shit. But you don't see that because, like, artists are trying to align themselves with these people so that they can make some money. Pilato is the only one doing that shit.
Yeah.
Actively. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe Makitu will say something. It's always weird to me when I hear, like, Makitu. Remember that? I think it's one of those diary songs by KB where he says, oh, you know, president, you don't pick up my calls anymore, whatever. Mm-hmm. You said you'd do this for the people. I'm like, oh, that's great. But then next thing I see you in a picture shaking hands with him, smiling. I don't know. It just, the optics just don't look right. It's like, oh, you're trashing this guy, but you're standing next to him. And I'm not saying he's affiliated with them or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at how it looks after hearing that.
Yeah.
Because if you're on my side, I don't... Unless you're in that meeting to talk about what you can do for the people, it's kind of weird to see, you know, you standing next to the same person that you were trashing on a song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so are those times gone then, where like artists will outrightly just be like, you know, hey, fuck you niggas, you're not doing the right shit?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we've moved past that era now.
I think everybody's trying to eat.
Yeah.
You know, there's no...
That's being small-minded, man.
Yeah, there's no people's champion. Mm. Because, look, governments change easily.
True.
I mean,
we don't have a people's champion.
We don't have a people's champion.
An artist who's just like...
Yeah.
Maybe Pilato, you would say him.
Yeah, Pilato, but like, even right now, like, Pilato is not consistently releasing music. He's too busy with other things.
And Pilato doesn't make... His music is okay. It's not... It's not that great. Let's be honest.
It's not that great.
Yeah, he doesn't make chefy type music.
No,
like
not
where,
at all.
You know, like
not
you're hearing all. It everywhere and shit. And I guess he's making more politically charged songs, so they're not going to get airplay.
Yes.
They're not going to be played in the club. Nobody's trying to hear that shit when you're drinking. Yeah. But even just the records he would drop as just, yo, this is a party song. Mm. I don't even think he can do that anymore. And you would take it seriously. It just doesn't sound right. It's like, nah, bro. Like, you're kind of like our guy. And then, you know.
You remember how Mikey 2 was, well, like, just before we changed parties?
Mm.
Do you remember? It's like Montewe and Enough for Dead and, you know, Simboni Coffee.
Yeah.
It's like, that shit would just be like, oh,
that shit was hard. That shit was hard.
You know
hard.
What I mean? Like, it's like when he would drop these songs, like, even praising Wasata or whatever. Yeah. It's like, Wasata was in the opposition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sato was in the opposition. He wasn't, you know. So it's not like I'm trying to secure the bag here.
True,
it's like
true.
I actually believe what this guy is doing.
You don't really have the guarantee that he's going to win anyway.
You don't.
Because it's African politics.
He's been losing for the past 10 years.
Exactly.
He was losing for 10 years.
Yeah.
And you decided, you know what? This is my guy. This is who I want to rock with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if the government comes for me or whatever, then it is what it is.
This is what we're going to do.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But there's nobody doing that now. Everybody is trying to, you know.
They're trying to secure the bag somewhere.
Secure the bag somewhere. And the thing is, it's like, you can still secure the bag even if you're like, but like, just don't make it look like you're trying to secure the bag from the politician themselves.
Yeah.
Because then it's like selling your soul, man.
It is, literally.
It is.
That's what it is.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, because you can't give your opinion. You're a puppet.
You're a puppet.
Yeah.
You're a puppet.
You are a puppet.
You can't say anything.
Yeah. And this is why I said that's being really small-minded, because it's like, look, this is... Zambia has, what, 14 to 17 million people here? And that sounds like a lot, but like when you start to dissect it, like how many people have access to the internet?
Mm.
Okay, you say there's a lot, okay, but how many people are actively going to go to the internet and use it to download or to stream your song?
Yes.
There's going to be a section that's cut off there.
Yeah.
How many people are going to probably just listen to your music through... I don't know. They'll just get it from a flash or something. Like, it's, you know, it's all of that. Like, you have to, like, break down the cake, and then you find that maybe there's at least 1 million people that, let's say, actively use the internet.
Let's say 1 million.
You know, about 1 million.
Yeah.
And then now you have to cut that number down to preference. You know what I mean? There's some people that don't like you.
Yes.
They like somebody else. Like, so... It's crazy. So this is where it's like, oh, so then you have to be like, okay, this is a small... piece of cake. I mean, if you do it right, you're gonna it'll sustain you for a while. But there's a bigger cake out there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get that cake?
Yes.
You know what I mean? And like I said, there's ways that we as consumers can help, but that's not the end game. That's, you know, that's not only on us. Like, they need to make bigger decisions on how they can go out there and make bigger money. You know what I mean? Catch a different market. Like, you're telling me, like, Malawians look up to Zambians.
Yes.
And we can't even get proper shows in Malawi?
Malawi.
Like, I think the only artist I've heard of doing that is, like, Daliso or something like that.
Daliso.
People
and
love
Danny
him that
used
side.
Yeah. People loved a lot that side.
When you drop an album like a Slap D, like, or like Mikey 2, like, you can't go to Malawi and just maybe tour like four or five cities? Out there, like, I don't know, like,
how many cities do they have? That's
I was about to
you
say
4 or 5. I'm like, Blantyre, Lilongwe,
isn't Blantyre like Zimbabwe, bro?
I don't know,
that's Zimbabwe,
that's Zimbabwe shit.
Yo, let
Lilongwe.
Let's see, how many provinces are, let me Google that shit, provinces in Malawi. Okay, so let's see. Districts. It's divided into three regions, which comprise a combined total of 28 districts. All right, so there's the northern region. The capital of that is called Mzuzu.
Okay.
Then you have the central region, which has a capital of Lilongwe.
Yeah.
And then the southern region, you're right, there's Blantyre there.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's three main regions of the joint.
Okay, so you're just going to Blantyre and going to Lilongwe, that's it. Basically.
We don't know what the other joint is, isn't it?
And maybe let's say for the Zambian sake, to have that Zambian and Malawian crowd, maybe like do something close to the border on this side. You know what I mean? I mean, they should have a couple of nice pubs and shit. Maybe like an arena that can be like 300 or 500 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Malawi probably think we're trash. Yo, we love you, man.
No, we love our people in Malawi. We got some people listening in Malawi.
Yeah.
it's just, I remember there was a post that some Malawian page put up where there was like, there's some celebrity couple in Malawi. And then they were like, oh, see what Zambia will do now or some shit like that. Some bullshit like that. I'm like, really?
Yo, Zambia's big brother, yo.
Like, yeah, no. Respect us.
Respect us, please.
We love you, but respect us.
Zambia's big brother. All right? We your big brother over here.
Oh, man. All right. Let's see. What else popped off? So load shedding is getting worse out here.
Yeah.
Basically, there's some breakdown at a power station. And so now they've increased.
And the water levels.
The water levels coupled with water levels.
Coupled with
so
water levels.
So it's like when it rains, it pours.
It doesn't happen.
What I mean is like when there's problems.
When there's problems, yes.
The irony of using that in this situation. Yeah, it's like, it's pretty bad. Low water levels, and then there's been a breakdown.
Extreme low water levels. Yeah. Somebody was saying it's like it hasn't been this bad since 1995 or something like that.
Fucking hell.
You know what I mean? So it's going to get worse. I mean, you know, Mr. Kapata was on the news some time back, and you know, it was one of those situations where it's like, oh, no, you see this place? There's supposed to be water all over here. So, I don't know.
Shit.
There's no water. And it's like, okay, shit.
Yeah. You know, I think we talked about load shedding in a previous episode. And I was like, look, we've got meteorologists out here, right? They're supposed to know weather patterns. Oh. They could see that shit in advance. No. Come on. We got to believe that they're able to do that shit, bro.
Crumbs.
Come
really?
On. If we're better than Malawi, we should be at least be able to predict what the fuck.
I don't think Malawi has got a weather forecast. I don't think Malawi.
They're just like, we don't know. Yes. Carry an umbrella, a sweater, and everything. Boots and shit. It's like, I would like to believe they should be able to know. Like, look. Okay, let's look at how the weather pattern was like last year. It was pretty trash. We didn't get a lot of rainfall. It was very sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
You expect that to kind of happen in the next year. So, like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
What is the long-term plan for this shit?
Yeah.
Because globally, they say, you know, the earth is warming up more.
Yes, that's a fact.
We've got a shitload of sunshine in Zambia.
Yes.
Like, 98% of the time... It's hot.
It's hot.
You know, especially this year. Like, even during the winter, like, the sun was out at least a few hours.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, scorching hot and not, like summer weather type shit. It's been like that. So it's like solar energy. Isn't that the obvious choice for shit to happen? It's like major corporations that obviously, the ones that are not using heavy machinery, they should all be on like solar like energy or some shit.
Yeah.
Homes. Like they, Zesco had started that whole getting those
solar
geysers and shit.
Yeah, solar geysers.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Like that project started and ended somewhere.
Yeah.
Why it stopped somewhere, it doesn't make sense. It's only in certain areas. Like solar energy, bro. Like even like, street lights, like we still using electricity for street lights. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, some of them, but like the cool thing is, like some of them are actually solar, you know, some of them.
Oh, they should, some
of them are,
but not enough of them.
Yeah, not enough of them. The thing is, it's like I was having that conversation, and I'm like, look, I'm a layman, and I'll be like, why can't you just like you said, the sun is always there.
It's always there, bro.
It's always there. And the crazy thing is, it's like, you can even, look, it can be a rollout. I was telling someone, it's like, it can be like, okay, look, we're going to be inconvenienced. This is 2019. Mm-hmm. Okay, the vision for 2030 is to have, I don't know, like maybe half the country under solar panels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or working under solar. Street lights.
Yeah.
Traffic lights.
Exactly.
You know, government offices.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, lay off the energy.
Like, lay off, yeah, lay off hydropower. Because, like, look, yeah, we have whatever percentage.
60% of yeah, the water bodies the flowing water, through the country, yes, in the southern region.
But, like, the thing
region
is, it's like, we're not utilizing that shit, so fuck it.
Yeah.
There was a story today on the news.
How do you
that,
not utilize shit that's flowing, yes, through your country? That's crazy.
I don't fucking get it. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
People, like farmers in Gwemba Valley, because there was a drought.
Yeah.
This is like from last year. It's bad. Like, animals are dying in Gwemba Valley.
Yeah.
Like, people's cattle is fucking dying. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's that bad that people walk their animals so far to look for water, and there's no water, and then the animals die coming back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, it's like,
that's,
you could
crazy,
fucking drill boreholes. You know, like, even just build reservoirs, have that shit solar powered or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the shit is there. You could even have, instead of having like one big Zesco, seeing over the whole fucking country. It's like, okay, look, go province by province. Mm-hmm. Start with the far-flung areas. Right?
Yeah.
Western province. It's like, oh, there aren't too many places that need electricity right now. So, like, look, this is the rollout we're starting. Okay? So you guys in Western province handle your shit. You guys in Chinga province, you know, like,
you break it down.
You break it down. You can clear land and say, it's like, okay, look, this many acres or hectares or whatever it is,
yeah,
this is going to be a portion of solar panels.
Yeah.
You know? And they could go on and on and on and on. And there are companies that do that. Solar energy is not, it's not like it used to be back in the day, because it was expensive back in the
day. Yeah, yeah.
Now it's not that crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know why the government is not thinking like that. Or even any suggestion of solar.
Maybe there is somebody that suggested.
I've never
and then
heard it on the news. I've never heard it.
It's probably just somebody in those meetings was like, eh, no.
I've never heard it, bro. It's yeah, like, it's almost, it's like every time we have to, it's like, oh, rain, it's gonna come.
We got a shitload of Chinese people here.
Yeah.
We got a great relationship with China.
Yes.
If you're gonna do something, come on. They've got the country over there, like, they have invested in solar energy,
yes,
over there. So it's like, can we at least maybe take some notes from that shit? You know what I mean? At least take some notes.
Yes.
Take a step into, because there hasn't been a suggestion on what the solution is. We clearly have a problem.
No.
And I'm hearing this ridiculous shit of, oh, we're going to get water from like the Congo River or some shit to flow it through the Kariba Dam or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah. And there's been concerns about the Kariba Dam itself. Like, there was,
yes,
it was cracking or something like,
yeah,
that. It's like, it's an old structure.
It's an old structure.
You know what I mean? Like, what are we fighting?
Because
that's old technology.
Yes. And then the other thing that somebody was saying, it's like, I don't know how true this is, but he was saying, it's like, oh no, actually, the other problem also is the equipment that they installed recently, like through the Chinese guys, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like the old shit.
It's faulty.
It's like the old shit, I don't know what type of thingy magic, we probably need an engineer to come and talk about that. It's like, you know, like when the water levels are at a certain place, right?
Mm.
And then the equipment or whatever it is, it's like the hydro machinery is also at a certain place. It's like, it's cool. But like the old shit used to be adjustable. So like if the water levels went down, it's like that shit would move down as well. But like this shit that they installed, it's like at a certain level. So like when the water levels are lower than that, then it's a fucking problem.
Probably somebody,
yes,
got the money,
that's exactly
for the thing
what
that
somebody said. It's like, somebody was like, oh, we can install the fucking,
yeah,
adjustable,
like, no,
ones. It's like, oh, how much is that going to cost? It's like, ah, yeah.
Just okay, an extra thing.
Write that same quote, but take this one this side, and then install the ones that are at that same level. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's crazy, and this is 120% mismanagement.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Come on.
It's like you have, you have 60% of the water bodies running through your country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't rain that much, but it rains.
It does.
You know? And you've got sunshine all the time and you're not using the resource.
Yeah.
The fuck is your problem?
Exactly. It's like you have it, but you don't want to use it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's, so, fuck.
It's like you're hungry. You're hungry and then you're saying, it's like, ah. And then it's like there's an acre of land at the back. And it's like, ah, we're hungry. We don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Have you thought about just even Kalembula, fucking sweet potato leaves. They will grow by themselves. Just add some water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you have, you can eat the actual leaf itself and you can eat the sweet potatoes.
There you
how
go.
About you start from there?
Yeah. That's two meals.
Yes, that's two meals already. Shit. Well, how about you sell some of those sweet potatoes if you have an acre of land and then you can buy eggs or buy chickens better and then they can breed and then you can start having layers and then you can have eggs too. Oh,
little
shit.
By little.
Little by little. But like nobody has mentioned solar.
Is HH talking about that? The opposition leader.
I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a while. But like the thing is, it's like
this is where we need.
He
him
talks.
To speak.
He talks a lot about the economy.
Yeah.
He talks a lot about the economy, and it's like I think maybe that's his shit.
That's a problem because it's like the electricity is everyday shit.
Yes.
So if you're gonna say you're gonna improve that, then you're gonna get. It's like, oh, if I vote for you, like you're saying you're gonna solve this shit. Okay, give us the plan.
What maybe, are you gonna now, do? Maybe now. Maybe now. Anyway, look. If consultants, you can, you know, call us. UPND can call us.
They definitely need to get some young people into their boardrooms.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because the decisions they make are just so like...
Yeah.
This is a 60-year-old man that... Look, you can't have a 60-year-old person make decisions for people who are like 15, 20 years old. Because those are the people that are... Let's say 18, because that's like the voting age, right? It's like 18 years... going until maybe like 35, they say that's the demographic. There's more people in Zambia at that age.
That age.
You can't have a 60-year-old know how to appeal to people like that.
Yes.
It's like, come on. You know what I mean? You're not going to get 70-year-old to make a commercial for kids.
Not at all.
Or for teenagers.
Not maybe. At all. You know what I mean? Not like, at all. The you can't do that shit.
Yeah. Get these young people into your boardrooms.
I think they're trying to do that because it's like, HH tweets a lot now.
He tweets a lot. I know you follow him. I saw you. I followed him too. I was trying to see. I followed the president as well, trying to see like, you know, what they're putting up and stuff.
Yeah.
And I could see what they're doing, but it's not that effective.
It's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not so different from us hearing the shit on.
Oh yeah.
In the media.
That's the thing. There should be a difference.
Yeah.
There was one time, I don't know though, but like he replied to something and then I forget what it is. Shit.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
It was fun. I think people were like, oh, finally he's got a sense of humor because like people think it's serious all the time. You know what I mean?
I think so, he like, tries to crack jokes and it's just like,
Yeah.
No, yeah. Don't
but like
do
he
that.
Tried on it's like it was something that was trending. It was like a funny thing that was trending. And then someone tagged, it's like, oh HH, what da, da, da. And then it's like took 2 days to reply. It's like, oh no, we were actually, you know, we didn't understand this at first. I didn't understand this at first, but now you know what I mean? So he said some funny shit. Yeah.
Okay. You should do that more.
Yeah, you should.
You should. And utilize social media a little better, you know what I mean? I mean I've seen them trying because they know they're not gonna get that kind of coverage on like ZNBC, which is the national broadcaster in Zambia. Like the government in office.
Yes,
that is their. We know that's their machinery to put out their message.
Yeah, their message. So
exactly.
Use Twitter. Use Facebook more effectively, man. Like
yeah. But you can't have 45, 50-year-old person doing that shit.
No. You need a young person.
I mean, keep the older people who know how to get, like, into the villages and whatever. Like,
of course.
You know what I mean? They probably understand that. But, like, there's more people between 18 and 35, and they're probably most likely technologically savvy. So how are you going to get into their shit and have them react to their shit?
Yeah, you do that.
But I'll say one of the decisions that they made that was very good was us seeing him with his wife. looking all lovely and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a good
one. That's all the president. You know, we know the president copied that movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was copy and paste. That was copy and paste. Now, I mean.
Because the reactions on that was just like, oh, man, such a lovely couple, yeah, whatever. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So them, you know, the PF copying that. Yeah. They have to. You have to.
Yeah, yeah,
if it's if something's working for, like, the opposition.
Yeah.
But you don't have to play catch up when you're, like, the one who's leading.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, they, I mean, I think just the politicians or, you know, the big parties don't know how to use social media.
They don't.
They don't, you know.
Because they don't want to allow young people into
yes,
shit.
Yes, because it's probably
what are you going to tell us?
Very archaic, you know, you're there, you're tweeting in a suit.
Yeah.
You know, you're
tweeting in a suit is crazy.
You're tweeting in a suit, man. Shit.
Oh,
you know.
My goodness.
So. They need young people there, man. Like, they need a young, funky department.
Yeah, they. I bet a 60-year-old is like, why are we doing this?
Yes.
Why do we need Instagram?
Yes,
yes. Let's just go to the village. Yes. This shit doesn't work.
Yes.
Whatever. It's like, nah, this shit is actually what you need.
It's very, very effective.
Yeah.
Very, very effective. You know what I mean?
There you go.
So, yeah.
Speaking of politicians, Mutati was in an accident.
Oh, yeah. Felix Mutati was in an accident. Former finance minister at some point. I remember, I forget what his last post was before he left.
Commerce. Yeah,
oh,
Minister of Commerce. He's been Minister of Commerce for quite a long time. Minister of Commerce when he left?
Yes.
He was, huh?
Yeah.
But then in the MMD, he was Minister of Commerce throughout.
Minister of Commerce still.
Yeah.
Very hardworking man, so it seemed.
You could see that he's kind of, you know.
Yeah, he's smart. He's an
economist. Not fake busy like Emmanuel Mwamba, right?
No. Emmanuel
when you're paying for posts,
faking the fuck.
He
you're paying for posts, man.
You're
but
paying
like,
for posts, bro.
Do the most because, like...
Nobody's really checking for what you're doing, though.
No, but here's the thing, right? This podcast has said many things that come to pass.
Mm.
Emmanuel Mwamba is coming back 2021.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to stand somewhere. He's coming to stand somewhere. You can quote that some quote us on that when it actually happens.
Don't think you want that diplomatic money?
That the thing is, it's like when shit changes that, you know.
You could get moved anytime. It's not a very stable job. Yeah.
It's not a very stable job.
I mean, they moved him from SA to Ethiopia.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he said something wild.
Yeah.
He said something and it's like it wasn't approved.
But like that's still a big post though. That's still a big post because it's like in.
It is, but it's not
Ababa,
stable. It's stable. You could be moved anytime.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But like I'm saying, it's like in as far as the post in the, you know, the.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. It's pretty huge.
But it's different to somebody who's a member of parliament.
Yeah.
You know, because if governments change, you can still maintain your shit.
Yeah, and people vote for you.
And people vote for you, and you still get your gratuity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's got to be wild. Like, as like a diplomat, you don't know if tomorrow you're going to have your job. Because they could, when they say, get that nigga back here, it's with immediate
effect.
They don't even care.
Yeah.
Like, we'll send you your shit.
Yeah.
We'll send you your cars or whatever.
Yes.
Bounce. Go
so
right
like
now.
That unpredictability that Mwanawasa had, maybe that's why people were even working. Because it was like, no, let him rest. And it's just like... You were thinking, it's like, I'm here for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
We caking. And then he decides, no, let him rest. Not even let him do something else. Like, let him rest.
Let him rest.
Like, let him chill.
Yeah.
If you're not making a plan for yourself, then it's wild. You know what I mean? So it's crazy.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that's a crazy post, man. But I think he's going to come back here and he's going to try and stand somewhere.
Yeah.
If it's not Lusaka, probably, I don't know where his village is. I'm thinking north.
Yeah, he'd probably try and do something.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it would probably
do something. So Mutati was in an accident. There was this journalist who, and Josh was showing me this shit.
Yeah.
He was at the scene where the shit happened. And this was after they had rushed. I think they had rushed him to the hospital or something.
Okay.
But this guy was taking selfies in front of the car and just said, "Oh, the Mutati was in an accident." And then he said something about himself, like, "Yo, He tried to involve himself in the post because you're taking a selfie in front of the car, like you're. Job as a journalist is to give information to people to let them know. I just wish I had his name because I wanted to really just like, you know. Yeah, because it's like, look, tell us. He didn't mention if the man was okay or not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it was just, oh, I'm here and look at me. Like I get to see the shit, yeah, type shit. Like,
oh, wow.
The, yeah, fuck is wrong with you?
He wanted likes.
Exactly. Exactly.
He wanted likes. It's like,
Yeah.
That's crazy though, man.
Because it was like breaking news shit. It was crazy. Everybody's talking about it. It was selfie time. You know what I mean? So now every time when an accident happens in Zambia, there's always the, you know, the higher powers that are mentioned in terms of, like, you know, the spiritual world.
Yeah.
You know, especially with, and I'm not saying anything, like, I'm just talking about the narrative that's kind, yeah, of surrounding the situation that people are thinking but aren't really talking about.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of crazy when you mention it, especially because the man is in that situation.
Yeah.
But, like, there's issues in the MMD.
Yeah, oh yeah, most and definitely. And so,
when something like that happens, it's like, oh, is somebody trying to do something? I bet even he's thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
In his mind, it's like, yo, somebody may have tried to do something. And it could have just been an ordinary accident that just happened, because accidents happen to everybody.
But, like, it's like the MMD is actually very quiet right now, because it's like...
Yeah, but there's still two factions. There's the Nevis Mumba side, yeah, and then there's his side.
But, like, what I'm saying is, like, even the Nevis Mumba side, I don't remember the last time I heard him on the news, or maybe it's just this week has been
quiet.
He's kind of quiet, and he's a very vocal man. It's like, for me, like, he's a very smart man too. You know what I mean? Very well spoken. You know, I think he would have been president at some particular time, but like now it's crazy for him. You know what I mean? Mm. Unless he gets poached by another party, maybe,
which will probably happen.
Yeah,
I think if the conflict between the two goes on, somebody will have to move. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, and the thing is, it's like, look, the number one thing is, especially with Felix Mdathi and Nevis Mumba, Felix Mdathi never really wanted to be MMD president. You know what I mean?
Mm.
He never really wanted it. He never really, it was sort of like, that?
How do you see that? How do you know he didn't have that ambition?
Because, you know, what happened? They were supposed to have a convention, right?
Yeah.
The convention was supposed to happen, I think, a year after, and then, you know, Rupiah Banda decided, no, we're gonna have one now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he sponsored that convention.
Mm.
He sponsored the convention. And keep in mind, this is the time when he's still in very good books with EL, and they're still in good books.
Yeah.
Right? It's like he had cases pending, and when EL came on the scene, they kind of disappeared. Remember that? This is facts, though.
Facts.
It's like, yeah, look, when EL came on the scene, Rupiah Banda's cases disappeared. And then after that, because Nevis Mumba was very vocal, obviously, against the Patriotic Front.
Of course.
Right? Even our very own Bowman Lusambo, who used to be, you know, spokesperson in the MMD.
That's a wild spokesperson to have.
Yes,
by
yes,
the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Who made that decision?
Very loyal. But like he was like part of like the youth league, whatever, yeah, whatever. He was, you know, chairperson for the young people, whatever, in the party. Mm-hmm. You know,
when was he? How old is he?
I don't know. This is some time back.
Okay.
Yeah, right. They're actually good friends with my pastor because it's like, used to run around campaigning for Nevis Mumba back in the day. So the thing is, it's a situation like that happens, and then you know, like it's strategic, mm-hmm, okay? Noise starts in the MMD. Nevis Mumba is very vocal against the current government, and then boom, Felix Mdathi all of a sudden wants to be president, and then it's like, oh look, we're going for a convention next year, no problem. We're gonna settle this.
Yeah.
All right. Rupiah Banda decides, no, now is the time to do it. Keep in mind, conventions cost like what?
It's a shitload of money.
It's a shitload of money.
Yeah. Lodging,
yes,
whatever, getting everybody
like,
there.
Then it's like it would be like 3.2 billion kwacha or what would be like 1 million kwacha to host that shit.
Yeah.
Because it's like people from all parts of the country,
yeah, they come
coming
together.
In, they're lodging, you're feeding them, all of that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if Rupiah Banda had that type of money. From his own pocket.
Where do you think he got that money?
I think he got that money from the PF, bro.
You think he got that money from the PF?
Yeah, that's what I think.
So the PF had a hand in that situation?
Yes, because immediately Felix Mdathi became president, because it's like they tried to fight it in court and whatever. When he became president of the MMD. It's like, what was the next move? He was appointed minister.
So, wow, that's an interesting. Whoa.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I've been thinking about my shit.
That fucking makes that connects a lot of dots, because Nervous Mumba was a very, 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 it was a threat.
Yes.
You get that guy on, you know, you have formidable opposition.
Yes.
And Felix Mutati is okay. He doesn't have the kind of influence that Dr. Mumba has.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't look like he's going to stand and say, you know, point a finger at Edgar Lungu and say, what you're doing wrong is this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, it also comes with backing. It's like financial backing. It's like, if you don't have the type of financial backing, like, it's like, you know, Nervous Mumba has his good friends in many places.
Yeah.
He's a pastor.
Like Jesus' niece.
He's friends with T.D. Jakes. Mm. He can call T.D. Jakes and they can have a meeting and sit down and have coffee.
Yeah.
Like, that's the level he's at. Okay. Even money for campaigns. He would go to Oyedepo and be like, yo, we're doing campaigns. I want to be president in Zambia. It's like, you are a pastor. We know you.
Yeah.
So what we want is a pastor as president.
President of
that
a country.
That would be a big deal. So here's $1 million. And that would happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. So his money is not necessarily tied into a lodge that can be closed down or a nightclub here in Osaka. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a restaurant.
He's got international bait, bread.
He's got international bread. And it's like, he'll go outside of you go preach in the States and they'll pay him.
Yeah.
Like, proper money.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, even just the kind of influence he had even before he became a politician. People knew him, like, for days.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. That makes sense. That you connecting the dots is pretty impressive, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Shit, okay. I really never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
But, like, also, it's like, it was also to just disperse the MMD.
Of course, that's the grandest scheme of things.
The grandest scheme's like, they use him. Oh, finance minister, okay, your ideas, thank you.
Yeah, they used
him. Push him out, and then boom, now he's just...
That's gotta hurt, though.
It does.
Like, you were like, oh, yeah, this is the PF, great party, they you know, including the opposition in political decision-making positions and shit. And Ministry of Finance is huge.
It's huge.
And they chose the ministry that was probably going to get more flack than anything else, because people are always talking about money going missing, this is going whatever. And it's like, yo, see? This is how these guys are going to handle the money if they go into... I'm like, fuck it, hell, man. And then I guess the smartest person is the president then.
Yes.
Smarter than, like, than everybody.
Yeah, I mean, like, he played chess.
We've been saying this. Like, that nigga got fucking brains. He's making mafia moves, bro.
Too much.
It's like, hey, we'll do this. That's fucking brilliant.
Yes.
So they got to be careful how they navigate then, you know.
Too much.
Are people looking at situations and, like, seeing them for what they are? You know what I mean? Because it's like, on the surface, the move of making an opposition member minister of this thing. Mm-hmm. Of finance, it's like, oh my goodness, man.
Yeah.
This dude's dope, man. Yeah. Look at this shit. It looks great in the press.
It looks great, yeah.
And then beyond, it's like, yo, we're trying to fuck some shit up, probably, you know what I mean? Allegedly.
Because that's exactly what happened to Nervous Mumba, and that's why he was so adamant about just being in the opposition. Because it's like, he was appointed vice president.
Yeah.
And then after one fuck up, he was like, yo, bounce. And then, because he had a party.
Yeah.
He had a party.
Yeah.
And then he left the party. It's like, oh no, let's join the MMD. So it's, oh, it's this big merger. Cool. It's good for you. You're vice president.
What was the name of his party?
I forget.
Wow. That's how irrelevant that is, right?
Yeah.
Now.
So shit. And then after that, you get spit out. But, like, now you can't even go back to the opposition the way you did.
Yeah.
Because, like, you were always this forum, you know, chairperson, spokesperson. Yeah. You were vocal.
Yeah.
You know? You were speaking for the little guy. You were speaking for the people. But, like, now you're in bed with these guys.
Yeah, they got you into the room and
they got you into the room and all of that and, like, they spit you out.
And vice president is a very... It's like you're a shadow, really. Like
you are, yeah.
You don't really make any policy, like policy changes, nothing like that.
Nothing.
I mean, you be in parliament or whatever, but like, you're just like a small piece of like a huge puzzle.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, it's like, I don't think I would ever take a job. I would never leave my shit to become a vice president to someone. Because it's like, I'm always going to be under you.
Yes.
And most times, people will overlook you. And then again, the guy at the top, it's not automatic that when he leaves, you're going to be acting. He gets to choose who's going to act as president when he's away.
Yeah.
And if he says, hey, Minister of Defense.
Yes.
Act. You're the one that's going to be doing this shit. Which is what happened when, who was the vice when that shit was happening? That type of shit would happen where it's like, vice isn't the acting.
When Sata was.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like he would appoint like Minister of.
Yeah, he would appoint even EL. EL was the vice president. He would appoint EL.
Yeah, to sit in and do that.
It's like, the acting president. So imagine you're the vice president, and then you have to answer to this guy
who's under you. It's supposed to be under
Minister of Justice.
Yeah,
who's supposed to be under you?
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's a weird dynamic, bro.
So like, what was he hoping to achieve then? If like vice president is just, it sounds good, but it's not that great actually.
Yeah,
it's pretty trash.
It is. It is. But like, I think it's just that. I think you get caught up in the lights. It's like, oh, I'm going to be vice president of the country.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean? And all of that. Oh, okay, cool.
So how many vice presidents do you remember in history?
Ish.
You know?
Damn.
It's like a lot of people didn't know.
But like, the thing is, like, with him, it's like he lingered. He wasn't just vice president. There was a man who died maybe, 2-3 years ago? And I was like, that man was vice president. He had a mark in here.
What's his name? I know the guy you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even I was like, what?
Yes.
For real?
I was like, oh, he was vice president.
Even when Wanawasa was vice president, did you know who the hell he was? Did you know him?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
the thing that made Wanawasa famous was the accident.
The accident. That's what we're like, wait, the vice president was in an accident.
Bad accident.
You're like, wait, what? We have a.
Yeah. And people are like, it's just this presidential, we're trying to clear him because he's a brilliant lawyer, he's a young man, he's got an afro.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? He's well spoken, all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, the accident really fucked him up. Like, he couldn't talk the same anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. Yeah, I mean, like, vice president is just not a good job to take.
Not at all.
Looks good on paper, but like, when you actually put it out and let it play out, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't play well for you if you're really trying to use that for political mileage or something.
Unless it's your boy. Unless it's your boy, and he's like, look, because it's like, well, with the way the Constitution is now, it's like, it's me, and then you're my running mate. So if anything happens to me, you're next, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Type situation. That's a little bit better even.
Yeah.
Not that you're from another party.
Yeah.
And then you go in.
Yeah.
Because it's like, then you're living your vision, you're living your ideas, and then deciding, it's like, oh no, I'll follow you.
Exactly. You're under someone all the way.
Someone.
And your job mostly is to make
him
sure.
Look
he better. You got to make him look good.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. You're like a manager to an artist.
It's Welsh. You're
can't
the manager.
Be the star.
Yes. You can't be the star.
No. Damn. All right, anything we want to cover before we bounce out of here?
I don't know how true this is, or you know what I mean? So let's just say allegedly the president traveled to India recently, and allegedly there were 33 people that he carried with him.
Oh, damn.
34 people that he carried with him.
That's a shitload of people.
That's a shitload. Yeah, it's a lot. 34. Okay.
What are the other guys doing, bro?
There's special assistant to the president. There's commissioner of police, special duties, state house, presidential physician. I think obviously that one has to go with him, right? All the time. There's minister of foreign affairs, minister of commerce, trade and industry, minister of mines, minerals development.
I'm guessing it's
Ministry of Foreign Affairs Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Commerce Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Foreign Affairs Chief of Protocol Brigadier John Wulawayo. Mm. It's a bunch of people, bro.
Maybe it's one of those trips where they wanna merge or something, different aspects of the economy or something they wanna take. I don't know. I would like to see a report on what's going to happen. What are they going to come back with? Because that's a lot of people. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. So that's what the complaint was. It's like, do you know, I was like, for 33 people, how much does it cost?
Yeah.
To take all of these people that side.
Yeah.
Feed them. You know what I mean?
That's pretty crazy.
Because it's like, it's not going to be a some shitty hotel.
Of course not.
Paying top dollar for all of these people, for 33 people. You understand?
Just just allowances as well. Given,
all of that shit. You know, if State House invites you, you know, there's an allowance, all of that shit. So it's a lot of money. And the thing is, it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if even Donald Trump travels with this many people, man.
That's why
have you realized that some of the biggest countries, their presidents don't travel that much?
Mm.
It's the African presidents that be flying around all over the
place. They're trying to see the world, bro.
You and your little shitty economy that you're supposed to be trying to make bigger.
But then the bigger countries don't have to do that a lot because they're pretty stable. They don't really, if they're going to go out there, it's for
you're always trying to do shit, do some more shit.
Yeah, but if you're a superpower, people come to you. That's the difference. Yeah, so Donald Trump doesn't have to travel. Ever. If he doesn't want to travel, he won't. You know what I mean? The Russian president doesn't have... That's a superpower. You don't have to really go anywhere.
Here's the thing. For me, it's... What's the essence of carrying all of these people? They could go individually. Even just three people.
Yeah.
You can get the minister, you know, permanent secretary,
because you
and
see,
two other people.
The people mentioned are going to be in those meetings, but there's security as well. This is like, you need to have your own people.
Yes.
So that 33 is just a few.
It's just a few.
Multiply that by two, maybe.
But yeah.
Because you're looking at security and all that shit. And it's not like there's a chef, obviously, I think.
Yes, there's a cook.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that chef doesn't do it alone.
Yes. You're going to entrust your president to just eat from any random...
Exactly. And the chef is not alone. He's probably got two or three other people with him. The physician isn't alone. He needs an assistant. Like, it's pretty huge. Wow. All right, man.
We got to close it out.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot for listening.
Appreciate it.
Episode 45. Make sure that you leave us a comment or review, depending on what platform you're listening
to.
Yeah. We're available everywhere. On all platforms. Okay.
Everywhere.
We're trying to get on Deezer, submitted our stuff, just waiting to hear back from them pretty soon. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. So there we go. But, you know, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube.
Google Podcasts.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts as well. CastBox, Stitcher, all these platforms and more available with the podcast, right? All right, so thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.
Peace.